Dr. David Heimbach was a renowned burn expert at Harborview here in Seattle. Dating back to 2010, Dr. Heimbach told lawmakers in multiple states that chemical flame retardants don't harm children. In fact, he said they protect children. Problem is, Dr. Heimbach wasn't an impartial physician. He was on the payroll of a company that actually manufactures these chemical flame retardants. And according to an investigative report by the Chicago Tribune, Dr. Heimbach told lies to back up his testimony. Now, Washington State's filed charges against Dr. Heimbach. They're accusing him of professional misconduct. Sam Rowe and Patricia Callahan were the reporters who broke the story, and they both write for the Chicago Tribune. And Sam Rowe joins us now. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So this Dr. Heimbach was a physician here at our local Harborview Hospital. You broke this story. What was the moment when you figured this out, that he was making stuff up?
Well, he was going around to different states talking about how good flame retardants were and telling some gripping tales. And my colleague went out to California and listened to one of his stories. And he talked about how a mother had put a candle in a baby's crib. And the candle tipped over and the crib caught on fire. And because of the lack of flame retardants, the baby died. And he treated this child. And when my colleague came back and we talked about this case, we both thought, it's, you know, what mother puts a candle in a baby's crib? It just didn't make sense.
In this century or that century.
And so, right. And so we looked at some other testimony of his in other states, and he told similar tales. But some of the facts were a little bit different. It might not have been a girl. It might have been a boy. It wasn't a six-week-old child. It could have been a nine-week-old child. And so we got very curious, and we called Harborview. They were not helpful at all. And so what I did is I called the King County Medical Examiner's Office, and I had them run a couple computer programs for me, giving me a list of all the children who died in Harborview in the last 16 years. And they spit that out, and I looked it over, and sure enough, there was no child that died in Harborview that matched any of Dr. Heimbach's descriptions. So then we knew we were onto something. I called him up, and he gave a variety of reasons why, you know, it might not show up in the medical records, you know, that he didn't have to report that. Yes, he did. He wouldn't have to report that if the child was from out of state. Well, no, that's not true either. Finally, he said, you know, okay, you know, these were anecdotes. They weren't meant to be true stories. And I said, well, that's not how you presented it to lawmakers. You're presenting these as facts in very great detail. And he said, well, I wasn't under oath. And so, you know, I think at that point, you know, Dr. Heimbach, and it wasn't just him, he was sort of a pattern of deception mm-hmm. by the chemical industry, well, but he was their star witness.
Let me ask about that. What impact was this testimony having, or has it had?
It had great impact. I mean, this has been a huge issue for a number of years. Advocates, health advocates, have been trying to get flame retardants out of couches and chairs for a long, long time. And they can say, you know, all day long that flame retardants are getting in our bodies, they're harming the environment. But when a doctor walks into a room and says, listen, you know, they're killing people, flame retardants protect people, that trumps all other arguments.
It seems like such an unusual case. He's a doctor here in Harborview. Why was he making this stuff up?
You know, I don't know. I don't think he had to. He's very prominent. You know, he even got an award from the Dalai Lama. He's seen a number of patients. You know, he didn't have to come up with the perfect example. I'm sure he had a number of patients he could have talked about, or he could have talked to in general just his opinion.
Yeah. But and instead, you reported that he was on the payroll of a company that actually manufactures these chemical flame retardants. Was that a factor? Were you able to figure that out in your reporting?
Well, you know, I mean, you added up. I mean, he went in there. He did not disclose the fact that he was being paid by the chemical industry. And later on, it's come out recently that he was paid $240,000. By the chemical industry to do this. So,
Sam Rowe reports for the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about a big story that he and another reporter broke, that Dr. David Heimbach, who's a burn expert at Harborview here in Seattle, lied when he told lawmakers in multiple states that chemical flame retardants don't harm children. Washington State has accused him of unprofessional conduct. So, you know, maybe he actually didn't believe this, but he also had an incentive. You're suggesting that perhaps the fact that he was on the payroll of this company may have played a role. But was he required to disclose that he had this relationship to a company?
You know, he wasn't. He wasn't under oath. You know, no one had asked. But he did present himself as an unbiased expert, someone who was the head of the burn unit at Harborview. And, you know, I think a lot of lawmakers took him at his word. I don't think they thought that he was, you know, on the payroll of the chemical industry, or I don't think it crossed their mind at all that he was making up these cases he was talking about.
Just time for one more question. I mean, what's the status of these chemical flame retardants, in part thanks to your investigative report?
The law has changed in California, which is the de facto rule for the rest of the nation. So starting this summer, you'll be able to go into stores and buy flame retardant free couches and chairs, something you wouldn't have been able to do for the last 34 years.
So California changing its law means we'll be able to buy flame retardant free furniture here in Washington State.
For the first time in decades, yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Sam Rowe, investigative reporter at the Chicago Tribune. Several bills actually in Washington State this year tried to limit flame retardant chemicals. One bill this year made it to the state Senate, but it died before getting to a vote. But it sounds like you'll be able to buy these flame retardant free couches and other furniture in Washington State later this year. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm David Hyde.